This is a 10-point somatic meditation inspired by the work of Sharon Stanley and Alan Shore. So let's begin by making ourselves very comfortable. You can choose to sit in a chair, sit on the ground with your back against a wall, or lie down on a yoga mat or on the floor. From the point of view of the brainstem, you can never be comfortable enough. When we're comfortable in our bodies, the brainstem discerns that we are safe. So take a few minutes right now to find what you need. A pillow under your head, perhaps a large cushion under your knees, in a way that your feet can make contact with the floor. And once you are sitting in a chair or on the floor with your back against the wall or lying on the floor with your feet making contact, take a moment to settle in. And notice the contact and the support from the earth below you. See if you can sense the gravitational pull of the earth as it holds you and draws you close, allowing yourself to surrender to the earth's gravitational pull. Begin by bringing your awareness to your right foot. Notice the sole of your right foot making contact with the earth. And imagine that you are growing deep roots from your foot into the earth. Growing deep roots, way down deep and wide. And now imagine your left foot making contact with the earth, sensing the gravitational pull. Imagine your feet growing deep roots into the earth, way down deep and wide. Noticing how these roots connect and spread. Slowly shift your awareness to your right sits bone. Again, surrendering your awareness to the gravitational pull. Imagine here that you might again grow deep roots into the earth through your right sits bone. Growing deep. Growing wide. Imagine the unique trajectory that each root takes. And now shifting your awareness to the left sits bone. Sensing the gravitational pull of the earth, allow roots to grow from your left sits bone, way down deep into the earth. Growing wide. And again, noticing here how these roots meet the roots of the right sits bone. They might be meeting the roots in your feet. The interconnection of your roots with the earth and with other parts of your body. Take a moment here to settle and feel the groundedness and connection with the earth. And now shift your awareness to your right shoulder blade. And then to your left shoulder blade. Let's notice all the things the shoulder blades do for us. They allow us to reach our hands out in front of us to make a stopping motion, setting a boundary, to say no, stop. The shoulder blades allow us to bring our beloveds in for an embrace. It allows us to withdraw when we need to, and to spread our wings and expand. So bring your awareness to the right shoulder blade. And try a little micro movement of the right shoulder blade, very, very tiny, in whichever direction you're moved to do it. Follow the impulse of your body rather than a command from your brain to move. Just curious about a little tiny micro movement in the right shoulder blade. And then rest and pause. Noticing how breath comes into your body quite naturally, letting your body breathe you. And then gently moving your awareness to the left shoulder blade. Again, trying a little micro movement. It can be up or down, in or out. Follow your natural impulse. These are invitations, suggestions to try little movements. And again, follow the impulse. Stop when you want to, so that it's not a command from your brain to your body, but an internal movement generated by curiosity. And then pause. Notice how those micro movements translate through your body, through the fascia. How the rest of your body responds to these little micro movements. And then gently bringing your awareness down to your right shoulder blade, feel how it rests against the earth. If you're sitting, feel the gravitational pull on your right elbow, surrendering to the gravitational pull. And then following the movement out to your fingertips on the right hand. And then shifting your awareness from your left shoulder blade to your left elbow, just sensing how your left elbow either rests on the floor, or if you're sitting, again, surrendering to the gravitational pull. Then gently following your awareness through the left elbow, left wrist to the left fingertips. Now we'll shift our awareness to the heart, to the right upper chamber, which rests at the middle of the sternum. And in the back wall of the upper chamber of the heart are little nodes, sinoatrial nodes, the pacemaker of the heart. Imagine resting with these pacemakers, just gently noticing the rhythm that these little nodes make in your heart, feeling the internal rhythm of your heart. And then shift your awareness to the top of your neck, the base of your skull. Here lies the brainstem and the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, comes out of this brainstem, a complex central station of nerves. And it is here that the brain keeps us alive, breathing, heart beating, and many other functions. Come into connection with your brainstem resting there. Almost imagining a nice warm pool of water. And here is where we can practice our vagal break by calming the energy at the brainstem. We take in life through the backs of our necks. Let's subtly discern right now that at this moment we are safe, warm and connected with the earth through our feet, our sits bones, connected with our bodies, and resting in connection with the brainstem. Slowly begin to imagine inviting light into your eyes. But don't open your eyes just yet. And when you do, do it slowly, staying in touch with your inner sense of self as you stay rooted and connected to the earth. And as you begin to open your eyes and take in light, also notice any sounds around you. and gently turn your head to the right, leading with the right ear. And then gently turn your head to the left, leading with the left ear. Just simply taking in your surroundings without interpreting what you see. Staying connected to your inner sense of self as you take in the outer world. And take a moment to reflect on your journey, what you noticed, what you sensed. Did any emotions rise, any images? What was vivid for you? And you might take a moment to make a few notes or to stay close to the impressions of your body. And move out of this very slowly. It's important when we've immobilized not to sit up too quickly or to stand up too quickly. You might choose to roll onto your side if you've been on the floor, or to make little micro movements with your body if you've been seated. But take care to come out of immobilization to mobilization as we change gears. And this concludes the 10-point meditation.